Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Kindly open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 92, verses 1 to 15. Psalm chapter 92, verses 1 to 15. It is good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Through thy work, I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth it not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. For thou, Lord, art most high forever. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked shall rise up against me. The righteousness shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in the Lebanon. Those that he planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Amen. Let us now pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thankful heart in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for the endless love that you gave us to fear you, to trust you, to rely on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter the narrow gate and to continue to go and walk in the narrow way that you ordained for us to walk through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for all, for the whole week you sustained us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, as we repent, renounce our sins, we commit once again into your hands to live a life to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely on you that you will provide us all our needs and will answer our prayers according to your will and your perfect time. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family to provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom, how to execute your plan and will in their families. We pray for good health, strength, stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind, to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word and to do your will. Lord, we pray for the children and the youths to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and live a long life. Lord, we pray that you will aid and support all the single parents in the church. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs and the regular income we receive. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters in obedience to your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters, and for the people we see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives, we'll teach people around us to be honest, diligent on work, to obey and to be submissive into our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those people around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers, sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick among them. Give jobs to those who are jobless and give wisdom and solutions to those who are in trials. Lord, we trust you that you meet all their needs. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodations, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray to make a way to all those people whom we are reaching that you open and soften their hearts to choose to obey, to believe and live by your word. Lord, move upon their lives and prove your word to them. We seek your divine intervention into their lives to come out from their bandages and sins and receive the salvation that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people and the authorities in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, we trust you that you will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentations needed for the church. Lord, we pray for the reduction of the fees of the rent, water, electricity, telephone, internet, petrol, gas cylinders, transport, and tax on all those places. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread the congregation of the church in other places in the world. Lord, help us to reach new cities, towns, villages, countries, and other places in the world. Lord, help us to reach new cities, towns, villages, countries, and new languages and ethnic groups. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, we pray for more wisdom and discernment in leading the ministry that you called your church to do and to serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. We pray for revival of the backsliders to come back to you and to the church. Lord, we pray for unity among us, that we unite with your word. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading to us. We pray for more souls to be saved. We pray to give us the gifts of healing, faith, discernment, prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, and the rest of the gifts that we need to reach the lost souls and for further extension of the church. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, we pray to anoint our service and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, anoint the speaker to do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord, and set them free from their bandages and save them. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our lives, that our lives will be a living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, and good testimonies to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open our Bible to the Book of Psalms. And this is Psalm 89. It says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in every heavens. God is faithful. God wants us to be faithful to him, to serve him, and to acknowledge him, and to surrender our lives and our will to him.
For all you've done, for all you're going to do, we give you thanks and we lift our praise to you. We give thanks, we give praise, for we know that all things work together for our good.
We give thanks, we give praise,
for by faith we know your grace will see us through. For all those things that we don't understand, we come by faith and place them in your hands. We give thanks. To us, O Lord,
We worship you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Be with us, O God. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name. For thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and the truth. God is faithful to us, and that is the theme of our worship. Our worship is today is to declare the faithfulness of God in our life. Hallelujah. And he's saying in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We are part of God's family. We are not alone in this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, I wonder how I managed to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I will never be alone. Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises. To sing your faithfulness, to declare the truth about you. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you, O God. Psalm 143 say, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In thy faithfulness, answer me, and in thy righteousness. God wants us to call him, to cry unto him when we are in troubles. Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray.
Come breathe in me, oh,
They are new every morning. The mercies of God in us is new every morning. We have fresh mercies of God to bring us new to Him. And He said, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness to God. But the question here that's ahead of us that we need to answer. Are we faithful to God? That is what makes the difference in our life. You know, God is faithful. There's no doubt. But your faithfulness will bring the difference to receive and to enjoy His blessing in your life. I love to worship you, my God.
I love to worship you, my
Feel your precious breath.
that I can live for you, my Lord, for us, O Lord. So I yearn for you, long to see you move. Oh, I lift my hands before my King and pray. So I yearn for you, long to see you move. Oh, I lift my hands before my King and pray. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I can live for you, my Lord, for us, O Lord, for us, O Lord.
Yes, change our life, O Lord. Pray and tell the Lord, change my life. I want to live for you, not for myself, not for my pleasures. Lord, I desire to be faithful to you. Change my life, O God. Change it, O Lord, in the way that you want it to be. To be faithful to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's be seated. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. After Apostle Paul spoke to them about the ox that God command that they should not muzzle the ox, but he is treating the field and treating the corn that he should eat, but he is working hard. In verse 10, or says he ate altogether for our sakes. For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that floweth should flow in hope, and that he that retreateth in hope should be partaker of his hope. The point here, he told them that what God commanded is for our sake, and he made his work in the church. It's like somebody plowing that ground and up, you know, like the ox, how he is breaking the ground in order the farmer can put the seed. And he expect after that, after he spent much before, that he will be eating from the farm that he is plowing and he is preparing. And what Paul is saying here, I am investing my life in you. And I am expecting that as I spend my life and time and effort and energy, that you people will sustain my life and my living. Speak about faithfulness. Faithfulness. I am standing here because I had trained many, but they were unfaithful. That's why I am standing here. To lead worship, and I will continue to be faithful to God as Apostle Paul and teach you and encourage you and admonish you to be faithful to God. You know, commentator, they say you can say anything about a person, but if you name unfaithful, that is the end of the story. God wants us to be faithful, not only in giving our tithe and offering and our festivals. But God wants us to be faithful in giving our full life, our full future, our full resources unto His hand. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Continue, Lord, to bless your church. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, O God. We trust you, Lord, O God, that even a human fail you, even we are unfaithful, but you remain faithful to us, to your church, and to your people, to your work, O God, to your promises. We are waiting for you, O God. Continue to perfect us. Continue to teach us. Continue to lead us and guide us, that when you come, we will go with you. And all the rest of our worship, the message, O God, speak to us. Change us by your word. Challenge us to be changed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Sir, continue our worship to God. I am reading from the message of God to our overseer, Dr. Ramis, entitled with Faithfulness. The title is Faithfulness. Let us pray. Lord God, we praise and honor you. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness and your loving kindness to us. Thank you that you create and called us for your purpose. May we continue to be faithful to you as you are faithful to us, O God. And help us, Lord, to trust you in immutability, knowing that your plan and purpose for us are good. Lord, bless your message and anoint me to deliver it. In Jesus' name, amen. Since the creation of heaven and earth, the plants, animals, and finally the man, the Lord was loving and faithful to the things that he created. He created the man Adam in his own image. Let us open our Bible in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. I'm reading in King James Version. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And he was faithful to him when he put him in the garden east of Eden. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed. God was so faithful to Adam. And he said, and as he said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Also in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 22, Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 22, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man." So God provided everything and finally made a wife for the man and formed to him a family. Adam and Eve lived in the garden east of Eden with God. But they disobeyed God when they ate from the fruit of the tree of knowing good and evil. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. After they ate from the tree, their eyes opened. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig trees together and made themselves aprons. But the Lord was still faithful to them and did to them the following. Number one, the Lord clothed them. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothed them. Number two, the Lord promised that from the offspring of the woman there would be one who would crush the head of the serpent who deceived Adam and Eve and made them eat from the forbidden tree. From the forbidden fruit. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The Lord was faithful to fulfill his promise to save humankind from sin and from Satan. The Lord God sent his son Jesus, born from virgin woman Mary. John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For so God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus died on the cross, paying for the price of the sin of man. Jesus redeemed the man from death by shedding his blood on the cross, and by his death and resurrection from the dead on the third day, Jesus crushed the head of the serpent, Satan, and defeated him. By Jesus' sacrifice, we became children of God. We adopted as his children, and the Lord God became our Father. We are justified and no more accused by Satan. And the Lord continually is working on us to sanctify us from any simple acts, preparing us to be presented to him holy and without any blemish and wrinkle or spot. Lord Jesus also will come again to take us, we who are his own people, to heaven and to judge the world. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Behold, what manner of love that Father had bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Therefore, until the time to come, we need to be obedient and to trust the Lord, and be confident that the good works that he started in us, he would faithfully complete them. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The above description of what God did to us speaks not only about his great love, but as well as about his faithfulness. God created us on his own image and on his own likeness and faithfulness. Faithfulness is one of the fruit of the works of the Holy Spirit that start to appear in our lives after we receive Jesus. Faithfulness is needed in all aspects of life. Faithfulness is your willingness to give back of what you had received of good things. Unfaithfulness is when you receive but you are not willing to give back. Faithfulness is one of the fruit of the works of the Holy Spirit that start to appear in our lives after we receive Jesus, and it includes the following aspects. Letter A, faithfulness needed toward God. Faithfulness needed toward God in Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. God should be your first priority. Your life should be pleasing to him. You should live in holiness and purity and doing acts of goodness and righteousness that will give glory to God, as the word of God instructs us. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light shall shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Faithfulness is to read your Bible, to know God better, and to obey the word of God. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have a good success. And faithfulness is to have a life of prayers, to be always in communication with God. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. And faithfulness also is needed in giving to God what is due for him from your time. Talents, resources, your tithes, various offerings, and your first fruits, and the rest of your material things, that which later on makes you hear from God. Matthew chapter 25 verse 21. Matthew chapter 25 verse 21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. All what you have is from the Lord, and you should be faithful to God to bring to him the best of what he gave you. That will be the expression of your true faith in God, our Lord. Giving the first fruit to God, the meaning of it is to put God first in all your priorities, and that what will help you to obey God fully and do all his requirements. Abel was willing to give the first fruits of his flock, but Cain did not observe that. Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 4. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had as respect unto Abel and to his offering. Also in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, Hebrews 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Abel was able and willing to give to God his first fruit because for him, God is everything, for he valued what he had received from God. But Cain, or but for Cain, God was only one of the things he had because he was not able to see that God was the creator and all what he had come from him. People usually train to give their tithes in giving the tenth of their income, but only few are trained to give their first fruits. Giving the first fruits, it is giving the whole salary to God, and to give the whole first increase and the first new income and the first salary of each year and so on. To train yourself to give the first fruits, you need to cut many unnecessary things in order to be able to have enough that you will be able to give your first fruits. Letter B, faithfulness also needed toward your family. This is by doing your responsibility and assignment toward your family that God had placed in you. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel. We should care for our families, parents, and children, and the close relationship, providing them and giving to them the word of God and teaching them to obey everything that Jesus commanded to us, leading them in the way of righteousness, enable them with us to serve the Lord as Joshua declared in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Letter C. Faithfulness also needed in the marital life. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But warmongers and adulterers God will judge. The husband and the wife needed to be faithful to one another in their marital life. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verses 3 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 to 5. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. In time of separation from our spouses, we should observe not to fall into adultery. Faithfulness, excuse me, and self-control will enable us to observe that. Letter D. Faithfulness needed toward the church of God. Faithfulness needed toward the church of God. The group of believers in Jesus constitutes the church. Those are called the family of God. Faithfulness should be practiced in the church by using your gifts to serve God and to serve his people. You should offer your time, money, efforts, and whatever you have for the service to express your love and faithfulness to the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Faithfulness also needed to be extended to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Letter E. Faithfulness also needed toward the job that God had placed you in. Faithfulness also needed toward the job that God had placed you in. You should be faithful to your employer where you are working, doing your job precisely and honestly, whether there are eyes on you or not. The following scriptures shall enlighten your mind and help you to understand what you need to do in your working place. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as man pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. Also in Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25, Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service or as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Letter F. Faithfulness also needed to express in good deeds and attitude toward the societies and the countries that we are living in. Letter F. Faithfulness also needed to be expressed in good deeds and attitude toward the societies and the countries that we are living in. This includes the places and the cities that you are living. You should observe the rules and systems, keeping order, preserving the structure, and obey all the laws and the regulations. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Romans chapter 13, verse 7. Render therefore to all their Jews, tribute to all tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. You need also to be praying for their well-being. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7. And seek the peace of the city, whether I am caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. And help to build that society in the right way. You need also to show faithfulness and love as well to the people in vicinity to you, as Jesus told us. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. Matthew chapter 22, verse 9. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You should act as good example for others to give them the model that they should follow. Faithfulness shall extend also to our countries and nations. We are responsible to take care of our country and nation, to build it in the right way. My dear and beloved, faithfulness is to build commitment, accountability, and being a responsible person. Faithfulness is to remember your promises and vows that you gave and that you need to fulfill. As God had done great miracles for you and had saved you through Jesus Christ our Lord, then be faithful and come to Him and start to serve Him. Commit your life to Him, be responsible and accountable to all what you have received from Him, and He shall reward you. Let us pray. Let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word and the teaching that I got in this message that showed me your faithfulness to me and all what you have done to me and all what I need to do to show my faithfulness and gratefulness to you. Lord, thank you for all the teachings, the rebukes, the corrections, and the admonishment I receive in this message. Confess, renounce all your sins, confess your unfaithfulness, your ungratefulness, and your disobedience, and the lack of fear in God. Confess your unwillingness to give your tithes and offerings and your first fruits to God. Confess your unfaithfulness toward God, toward your family, toward the church of God, toward your job, toward the place that you are living, and toward your country. Confess or renounce your marital unfaithfulness and unwillingness to do your marital responsibilities. Confess or renounce your laziness and your lack of commitment. Confess and renounce all the work of the flesh in your life. Confess your lack of reading God's word and your lack of prayer. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers, with the media, news, games, and with friends. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I humble down myself at your feet. Lord, I commit myself to be faithful to you in my life, obeying your word and commands and the teaching we receive in this message. Lord, build me in your spirit and mold me in the way that you want me to be. Help me to be loving and faithful to others around me, doing my duties and responsibilities. Lord, I commit myself to give you my heart and my life and to start to serve you and to do your will in full until the end of my life or until you come to take us to heaven. Lord, I commit myself to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, faith, self-control, perseverance, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, and kindness, that people will see Jesus in my life. Lord, I commit myself to give you my time, my service, and the strength of my body for your ministry. Lord, I commit myself to give my tithes, my offerings, and my first fruits. Lord, I ask you to sustain me with your grace, to provide my needs, to protect me from the evil ones, and to keep me in good health and keep my strength to continue to serve you. This is my commitment and my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
I love to worship you, my God. I love to worship you, my Lord. And I see your spirit fall in power, your love.
Thank you for my brethren who repented of their sins and committed their life unto you to be faithful to the principles that we learned from this message. Lord, help them to live a life pleasing to you and to fear you and to do your will in full. Lord, answer their prayers, fill them once again with the Holy Spirit, and use them to go on and serve you and proclaim your word to them. Lord, bless us as your church. Lord, we ask you once again to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts so we can go and evangelize, making new disciples and training new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and more disciples to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, take this message and spread it to the rest of the church congregations, workers, members, and the lost souls. Lord, prepare us for your coming, to go with you when you come. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I wonder how I manage to exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I will never be alone. Because Father God, you're there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore.